Okay. Welcome back. This is episode 6 of Robbie and Lola.
And of course I say Lola and Robbie. Wait, I got a question. So on the podcast that you, when you put it up on your side, mm-hmm. is it Robbie and Lola? Because I'm, or is it Lola and Robbie?
It's Lola. No, I think it's Robbie and Lola.
Really? Because again, I'm calling my
interview of mine. Yeah, it's Robbie and Lola.
All right, so this episode, we're going to talk about something that I know a lot of people, it's a funny thing about the subject, a lot of people absolutely going to get it, and there are people that are going to be, that will hear this and say, come on, they don't get it at all. So what we're talking about is the loss of a pet. Mm. Now, I've only had dogs. Have you ever had a cat?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm an animal lover, cats and dogs. Dogs, I'm a little more partial to. But I've had both.
Okay, okay. And we've both lost. You've lost both, right? Mm-hmm. And I've lost, I think, 3 dogs in my life.
One
when I was a kid, and I didn't experience what I felt when I got older. So when I was a kid, we had a family dog. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't, I loved him, but he was not my dog. Again, it doesn't really make sense. Now when I look back, I'm like, I can't believe I didn't love him more. So when he passed away, we knew he was old and everything else. But then as I got older, I had dogs on my own where I got the dog. And I've always been a German Shepherd guy. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, if you've never experienced the loss of a pet.
It's excruciating.
And I think a friend of mine who doesn't even have a pet, he said to me, because I was like, man, I'm really just missing my dog. And he said, well, Rob, when you have a dog, isn't it a huge part of your day? Like, and I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, you get into a bunch of routines. And he was right. Number one, with a dog, you have to, even if you have a house, you have to let the dog out. But me, living in the park, I'd have to walk my dog multiple times a day. Every morning, I'm giving my dog a little breakfast. At night, you know, you're making dinner. Mm-hmm. When I'm making a sandwich, your dog's there by your side, right? You go to sit on the couch, your dog jumps on the couch.
Yeah, they're right next to you.
Yes. So when my dog had passed away, and she died of cancer, but it was very sudden. We didn't even know. And I'm going back about 3 years ago. And when it happened, it was so sudden. One day, he was good. It was she. She was good. And by the end of the day, she was very lethargic. And by the next day, we took her to the vet, and they said, look, we just have to put her to sleep. So we lost her in one day. And then for the next couple of weeks, Lola, I mean, I didn't realize how many times I took her out to go for walks. When I would be making a sandwich, you just, you know, you look like this, like, where is she? And then you realize, okay, she's not there.
Yeah.
You don't realize how much a dog is part of your life.
Yeah.
I'll say this also about a dog. It doesn't matter what kind of a day you've had. When you open the door, it doesn't matter if you've been gone for an hour or 5 hours, they're like, you're home.
They're so excited and happy to see you. You just feel so special and loved. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My niece, who has 2 kids, and one of her kids wanted a dog, and she didn't want it. She has 2 kids. Like, mm-hmm. She got a dog, and she said, Rob, I became the biggest dog person, because then she just felt, now she has dogs every, you know. So, yeah, there is that unconditional love that a dog gives.
That a dog gives. Truly unconditional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are people out there that have never had a pet, and the first thing they say, so if you're out there and a friend of yours just lost a dog, and your advice to them is just get another dog. It's not a replacement like a glass or you broke this. Yeah.
A person has to heal. That's a significant loss. Significant. I think that may have been yesterday. I have a client that lost their pet of almost 20 years, a cat.
Wow.
And so we have certain goals that we're working on, but then they'll think to themselves, they'll say, well, I feel like I'm not moving forward because I'm still, you know, dealing with this loss of my cat, which maybe it's silly. I'm like, nope, stop there.
Right.
It's not silly. That's a family member. And when you have a pet for any significant amount of time, keep in mind this pet, they're like, they've seen you. They've seen you grow from one person into another type of person because they're with you for decades, just about.
Yes.
Over a decade, that's a significant chunk of time.
Absolutely.
And so that's an excruciating loss. And pets feel not just your hearts and your home, but they are this just so present. so present. And so their absence is palpable. You actually feel it and you recognize it. I've lost a pet before, and when we lost him, his name was Chango. He was an English bulldog. And he was so sweet and loving, and like, he was my spouse's dog per se, but then he became my dog because he loved me more. Why does it work like that with dogs? Like, if it's a boy dog, it's always going to be partial to the woman and then vice versa. But yeah, and so he was just so loving and protective and always had kisses for me. I was the only person he'd take a walk with. Everything. And so when we lost him, and we lost him on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
That was just so horrible to be with him and see him pass away. And it's devastating. You really feel it when you lose your animal. You really do.
Yes, absolutely. Was that a surprise to you? Did you guys know it was coming?
Well, he was old, but he'd been in pretty good health. And then the decline just kind of happened, sort of like an elderly person that's good one day and then the next day everything just declines.
And
it just happened so quickly that we weren't able to really prepare ourselves for it. And the thing about our pets, you know, if they last long enough, then we get into the habit of thinking they'll be around forever. Even though that's unrealistic, they've just become such a part of your life that you don't imagine that they're not going to be one day.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And I also think dogs, and I know there's a lot of dog, you're going to, I'm sure, agree, and people who have never had a dog don't, will think it's insane. First of all, just because they can't talk, I think that's why people think of them as just a thing to replace.
But they communicate.
That's where I'm going. They communicate. They know. I mean, Lola, if I come home and I'm just from a shoot and I'm just down and out, my dog, even though she's excited to me, her whole demeanor changes. And she kind of just walks over slowly, not afraid, almost like she's saying, I know it sounds crazy, like, are you okay?
Yeah, they know. Checking on you.
They know. They absolutely know. And that's just a great thing about dogs. Cats, so I say I didn't have a cat. When I was a kid, way, way back, we had a cat and a dog, but I wasn't really, and now today I'm allergic to cats to some extent. But cats are, they're not as, well, they are, tell me about the difference between affection of a cat, because I know a dog's all over you. A cat, sometimes you come home and a cat's like, oh, you're home? Okay, how's it going? You know, like they're not really.
You know, cats, their personalities vary so greatly because you can have a cat that like doesn't give you the time of day, which I've had that kind of cat before. That was Belle. And like if she heard me come in, she'd immediately go and open a cabinet door and get inside. Didn't want to be bothered. Like, you're just here to feed me and play with me occasionally. Get out of my face. But then I had another cat, Gigi, and he was a dead ringer for like the Cat on the Fancy Feast commercial.
Yeah.
He was such a gorgeous little guy and really, really playful, really affectionate, always wanted kisses and cuddles. And so really engaging and involved in my life on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when he passed away, that was huge.
Yeah. So Lola, tell me why, because I have no answer. Somebody asked me this question. I don't have an answer for it. I'm watching a movie, and you see people getting shot, stabbed, they're dead. They killed the dog. I'm like, what? They killed the dog or a cat? I'm like, man, why do they got to do that in a movie? Why do they have to have that?
Yeah.
Why does that bother us more than human beings dying? And we know it's
because
all fake.
It's just inhumane, and we feel to a large degree animals are defenseless. And animals are defenseless and they trust us. Animals trust their humans to take care of them and to make sure that they're okay. And I think that's why me, you, and probably millions of other people out there are so passionate about animal abuse, because it's like, why? Why would you get this animal and then neglect it or abuse it? It's just cruel.
It is absolutely cruel. Well, that's a good point, because they do trust us. That's a very good point.
Yeah, they expect to be taken care of, and they trust us wholeheartedly. There's nothing more trusting and loving than a pet.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Okay, so I'm watching a thing about a year ago. I forgot what channel it was on. Some country that they take dogs and they use them for the skin, for fur and stuff like that. And they show the guy just walk up to the dog, and the dog comes over, we'll play, because they raise these dogs, and he just cuts like that. And I hate to, I got to mention this very quickly, but he just cuts the back of the leg. There's a vein or something there. Mm. And the dog doesn't even realize, and he's just going to bleed out. And man, wow. When I saw that, and it said it's going to be disturbing. And my friend saw the same thing, you know, from his house. He's like, well, Robert, they just showed it quick. I'm like, no, dude, it's the whole of what they're doing. You see that dog walk up all. So that's what it is. I think you nailed it. It's that they are so trusting of us.
Yeah. And to be deceived by someone that you're trusting, that's the ultimate betrayal. It's so horrible.
Yeah.
It's like those Lassie movies where Lassie would just go through horrible things. Remember? Yeah. Like, Lassie would have it so tough with people doing stuff all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, man. And did you ever see the movie Old Yeller?
Oh, my gosh. I can't watch it.
I know. I know. That's a perfect example.
It's heart-wrenching.
Perfect example. Wow, man. And something else about dogs, I saw that I've seen shows, multiple shows on this subject, because they say when you come home, your dog's waiting right there by your door. How does your dog know? Now, sometimes a dog will hear the car or whatever, but sometimes, Lola, I'll come home, I get out of my car, and I'm parked across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And there's my dog, Reba, in an apartment, I see her on top of the my sofa, looking out, and she's barking. She sees me. I'm like, how did she know? So they've done tests where they have cameras in the home, but they would tell the person to go drive out. And first of all, so here's the theory. The dog, while dogs can't tell time, they are time sensitive. Okay, mm-hmm. So I work at home. Every day at about 5 o'clock, I stop.
Mm-hmm.
Lola, without fail, before I stop, around 4:45, my dog comes in. She starts walking around because she knows. I'm like, I know she can't tell time, but she can sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So they figured, okay, the dogs, are they sensing their owner comes home the same time? But they've done tests where they have the owner go out and say, just go around a block for about 5 minutes and then come back. And they watch the dog, and you'll see the dog go up to the window.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that, I'm telling you. And they can't explain it. They have no idea. It's like the other thing, and this is absolutely true. When a big tsunami comes to whatever island, they mm-hmm. know that the animals on the island of all different types go up, so the wave is far away,
mm-hmm.
but the island, the animals will go to the top of the island because as if they know the wave is going to come.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And they have no idea how they know that.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, animals are very intuitive. Like my dog, my Callie Poo, she is the sweetest. Oh, she's just the sweetest little Yorkie Poo. But like she'll play fetch, but if there are multiple people at home at the time, then she makes sure everyone gets a turn. Like I may throw her ball, she'll go fetch it, but then she'll come and bring it to you. And then if you throw it, she'll go fetch it, but she'll bring it to the next person over here. She just makes sure everybody gets in on it. Like she doesn't want to leave anyone out. And I'm like, that's the sweetest thing. You're so sweet.
Absolutely. That is so cool. So, again, I have friends that think you could just replace a dog. So the other thing about a loss of a pet, and this is, I'm not going to mention any places, but I've experienced both times, you bring your dog into an emergency vet, and there are some right here in Houston, they're called an emergency vet, but you got to be very careful. I would almost recommend that if you have a pet, call around and find out what is the cost for me to, if I have to bring in for an emergency, because
mm-hmm.
Lola, one time I went to one, man, I don't want to say the name, but I may post something about them one day. We brought our dog was emergency, and we walk in, and the woman says, okay, it's going to be $1,200, and she goes, I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably going to be more. Now, my dog is here laying mm-hmm. down. They didn't even look at my dog.
And knew how much it was going to be?
Yes. And I said, well, how do you know it's going to be more? She goes, well, because, you know, we've done this enough.
Done what enough?
Yes. And what happened was my dog was at the end. So wow. See, they did an x-ray or whatever, and they said, yeah, it was something like $1,300. And the first thing they ask if you have care credit, which is like a pet credit
mm-hmm.
thing, or pet insurance and all this other stuff. But if you go to your vet, like a vet visit, maybe $65.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we didn't have an appointment, so we really couldn't go there. So be very, very careful. I think there are people today,
that
places.
That capitalize,
yes,
yeah.
Because they know the love of our pet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the other thing. When I was young, dog food was pretty inexpensive. There
mm-hmm.
was no, there was just, and again, it was probably crap, right? It was probably, today, dog food, there is some real premium brand. Yeah. I can't believe, you know. So you have to do some research into that. But again, the loss of a pet, I think number one, it's that when you come home, the dog is by your side no matter what. A dog is there for you, and a cat, mm-hmm. same thing. That's number one. They become such a part of your routine that you don't really. And when you lose that pet, yeah. that's a huge loss. It is such a big loss. And I think what you said, they trust you so much. So when a dog, especially if a dog got sick, I'm not saying you feel guilty, but there may be a part of you like, why? Because the dog can't tell you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring it to the vet, and the vet says, oh yeah, this is something that's probably been going on. There's nothing we could do at this point. And you're like, oh my God, this dog trusted me with her life.
Yeah.
Yeah, the loss of a pet. I saw a video where it was actually a priest talking about the because people wanted the pets, if you believe in heaven, do pets go to heaven? He really made a great explanation.
Yeah.
He said, look, it doesn't really say that if this would be a Catholic. Again, I'm not trying to get religion. But his point was, if there's a heaven and this dog brought you such good joy in life, you know, your dog's probably going to be there. That was his belief, you know, or how he explained it.
Yeah, there are lots of cultures and religions that believe in the prominence and the presence of pets in the afterlife.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There are. And I love what you mentioned about the emergency vet, because it brings to mind someone I know had a whole litter of puppies that were getting up in age, and it was summer, and they'd gotten outside, and that somehow they'd ingested ant poison.
Oh my God.
And so she had a whole litter of puppies that had ingested poison, and she had to find a vet to take them to, and she ended up taking them like to Beaumont or somewhere. And lo and behold, they were actually able to save all of the dogs, and she was so grateful.
Wow.
But before she got into the vet in Beaumont, she'd been somewhere else and been told some things that sounded pretty sketchy, and she was like, well, let me see.
Yeah.
And so she was able to find someone that could help and did save them, but they were hospitalized for many, many days.
Wow.
And it turned out the place she found in Beaumont was reasonable and very ethical. So that just goes to say that I think you're right when you say people have to do their research and stuff. But it's horrible to think that people are out there willing to capitalize,
yes.
off of someone's panic and grief.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd highly recommend you do your research before that day comes. Because that day is going to come, unfortunately, for the most part. There was something else I was going to say about.
Do you have any tips for people that are needing to heal from the loss of a pet?
Yeah,
what worked for you?
I'll tell you what did. First of all, you said it before, time. Number one, you have to give it time. I know people say just go out and get another pet. Maybe that works for some people. To me, I didn't want to replace, right? You hate to replace. I had dog toys for my dog Mika, and when she passed away, I'm thinking, we get another dog in here, that dog is not going to touch this. Because, you know, everything is Mika's, right? So in the beginning, you're not ready for it. You're really not ready for it. And then so number one, time. Give yourself some time and know that your dog was such a part of your life. You don't realize it, unfortunately, until you lose the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize all the parts of your day that are opened, which you think would be nice. Like, you have more freedom. I don't have to walk the dog and everything. But man, you're gonna realize. So time, number one. And then the second thing is, and this came from a friend of mine, she said, Rob, when you're ready, just remember there is a dog out there, in my case, dog could be a cat, that needs to be adopted, because no matter where you go, where dogs and cats are, there are dogs and cats in cages waiting for a family. So when you're ready, there is nothing better than, I recommend adopting. Now, my first dog, I did go to a breeder.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I did. Nothing wrong with doing that, but I will tell you, even purebreds, go online and look, because a lot of times, when I went from my
They
German,
need adopting too, yeah.
Yes. A lot of times there are groups that are specifically for purebreds that are adoption groups. So the dog that would cost $1,500, $2,000, you may be able to get from an adoption group for $300, $400. And then I would say check the kennels, check the local city kennels. So I have a purebred German Shepherd, which can be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking first. I didn't go to, because I did a breed a years ago, I was going to go to one of these groups.
Mm-hmm.
And even then it was going to be, I think, $400. But they were just not available. And I said, well, let me just get online and looked at the city kennels, which are just, they dogs from everywhere.
Yeah.
When I went there, they had, I think, 7 different German Shepherds.
Wow.
Purebred. So you
did
never...
Reba choose you? Is that how you got
her? So here's the story with Reba. I'll tell you real quick. I saw her online. I said, great, because you know everything's online. So mm-hmm. I go there. I go and I find, as I'm going to her, I see these other German Shepherds, but I find her. And I walk up to the cage, and of course, right, you put your hand in a cage, and she smells me, licks my hand. I'm like, yeah, that's it. She knows me, you know, right? So I'm like, so I go to the front and I say, okay, I want to pick dog number 683 mm-hmm. or whatever. And they say, oh, someone just came in and put a hold on it.
No.
I know. Well, I got up to walk out because I was so disappointed. And a woman said to me, wait, give us your name. Let us put you on the list for her.
Mm-hmm.
Keep looking because we have other dogs, but you never know. And I'm like, all right, never going to happen. And it was like a week later, they called me up, Mr. Eppolito, no one came to get the dog. If you could be here and, you know, within the next 24 hours, like 24 hours, I'll be there in 2 hours.
Wow.
So I ended up adopting.
That's my dog. I'm coming to get her.
That's right. Oh, my God. That was such a great day. And what was wonderful was they didn't know her story, but a lot of times they know that the dog was a street dog. And she was a street dog. She was probably a puppy mill. They probably.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew she had a bad life. And there is, going back to fulfillment, there is a great sense of fulfillment in giving a dog that you know had a bad life.
A good life that they so richly deserve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, you know, you let people like me, we let our dogs spoil us. I have 2 couches in my living room, like the bigger one and then the small little one on the side.
Mm-hmm.
The first night, she's across the big one. And of course, I didn't have the heart to move her. I'm like, first night I have my dog and I'm on the
she
guest couch.
Right at home.
Yeah, so I would say when you're ready, definitely go online and look for any of these places that have dogs.
Absolutely, and adopt a pet. Give a pet a good home that they deserve.
In fact, I may at the end of the video, let me put some places. I'll put CAP. CAP is a great organization. The place that I went to, the City Pound, there's a bunch of places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. On the emotional side, what would you say? What would you say to someone who's just lost a pet? Because, man, you're at a loss.
Definitely. I would say, first and foremost, just remember the kind of life that you gave this pet and what the pet brought to your life. And hold those memories dear. Definitely put up photos. Spend time memorializing your pet, whether that means a burial, a cremation, candlelight by their picture, whatever you need to do to memorialize the presence of that pet and the meaning that they held in your life, then do that.
Yeah.
And talk about them often, you know, think about all the fun that you were able to have with them and really put that in your gratitude fuel tank.
Good point.
And know that, okay, this is an experience that my life is so much richer for. My life is richer for having known this magnificent animal.
That's right.
And when you're ready, if you're ready, you can eventually get another pet and start a new relationship, have love. I have a neighbor like that. She only gets, what are these dogs called? I may be saying it wrong. They have the little pointy ears.
No.
Shih-perk or something like that. Something, they look like schnauzers, but they're not schnauzers. There's some other kind of dog. But the whole time I've known her, that's all she's ever had. And she had 2, then one died, and then last year the other one died. And so now she finally has another one. She has a new girl, a little puppy, and she's so cute. And she told me, she was like, yeah, it took me some time to get over, you know, the others. And now I'm ready for this new baby girl, and I love her so much, and this is a different relationship, and she has a different personality, and it's totally, you know, it's new, but my heart is full again. Your heart will be full again, but no animal can replace a previous animal.
Good
so
point.
Just know that, and know that you're going to have a new pet, new personality, new way of doing things, But be open to that. Be open to loving again.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd also say, on that same note, when you do, when it does happen, talk to someone who has a pet, because they're going to get what you understand. Someone who doesn't...
may not. And yeah, and be careful with that too, because sometimes people lack compassion.
That's my point.
And yeah. understanding, and they can really make you angry at how dismissive
yep.
they can be about the loss of your pet. But you don't have to justify your feelings to anyone. They're yeah. valid. You miss your pet. You're in mourning. You're in grief. Give yourself time. Go through all the stages of grief. Talk to somebody if you need to. And I think, too, for a lot of people, slowly starting to volunteer at animal shelters or getting involved with fostering a pet until they're ready to own a pet again,
yeah.
that can also be a good healing experience.
That's true. Something else I did when I lost my last dog, because we went, again, I would walk her 4 times a day, and I was missing that, right? Because all of a sudden, I'm not going out for these walks. And what I would do probably about twice a week is I'd go for the routine walk that we would go, just because I needed to do that. And that seemed to be helpful.
Really cathartic for
yes.
you, yeah.
Yeah, so that may be something, yeah. Yeah, but it's a major thing. But again, when you are ready, giving another dog or a cat or whatever a loving home is a great feeling, a fulfillment.
Yeah, and while you have your pet, just really be present. Don't take them for granted. Pay attention to them. Take lots of pictures of them, because pets are so full of personality and quirks. They're amazing, and just really enjoy being a pet parent.
And I love you say it, because I don't realize how many pictures I post of my dog now on Facebook. And I had a friend reach out to me, actually for work, because Rob, I got 2 questions for you. First of all, he said, have you, so I post on Facebook more fun stuff, but I put business. He's like, first of all, did you find any new beer that you like? Because he knows I like beer, because I post about, joking around. I post so much about beer, people think I'm an alcoholic. I am not an alcoholic. I just post a lot about beer.
You're a connoisseur.
Connoisseur. I like that. And then I post my dog all the time. And I didn't realize. He goes, and Rob, how's Reba doing? I'm like, how's Reba doing? He's like, dude, I see your Facebook post. She's on every...